I'm Andrea Murray, and this is All Classical's Northwest Previews. Let's take a look at some of the great stuff happening around town. One of the big events on the calendar this weekend is Eric Whitaker's appearance at Portland State University. He is one of the most popular contemporary composers. He's going to lead a program of his choral works, including performances by a combined 400-person choir. Among other things, they'll be singing his most famous piece, which is called Sleep.
I never could have imagined it when I wrote it. You know, it was just another piece. Also, it's this strange background where it originally was a poem by Robert Frost called Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. I'd finished it, went to get permission from the Robert Frost estate, and they wouldn't allow me to use it. And so, not knowing what to do, I went to my friend, Charles Anthony Silvestri, asked him, could he write a poem with the exact metrical structure as Robert Frost that overlaid with the music I'd written, and that became Sleep.
Also on that program, excerpts from his newest big work called The Sacred Veil, sung by the PSU Chamber Choir. Ethan Sperry is their director.
Eric is just an amazing composer and conductor, and just speaking personally, the first time I heard one of his pieces in 1999, it really changed my life, and I think it changed my whole generation. These days, you're seeing so many exquisite young choral composers like Eric Sachsenwald or Jake Runestad, and I think he's really responsible for changing the whole landscape. And so finally, 20 years after that inspiration, I get to work with him for the first time, and we're so glad he's coming to PSU.
Eric Whitaker conducts Eric Whitaker Sunday at Portland State University. Well, fans of contemporary choral music know it's often a feast or famine situation, and this weekend it's definitely feast, because also on Sunday, the Resonance Ensemble presents a program of new works on the theme of immigration and asylum. That includes a piece by Haitian-born Portland composer Sidney Guillaume, his Refugee Mon Frère. They'll also give the world premiere of a piece by Portlander Teresa Kuhn, her setting of the famous poem inscribed on the Statue of Liberty.
The most famous lines are in the middle, give me, you're tired, you're poor. Then I start layering the choir in translations of the term mother of exiles in about 20 different languages from around the world.
So there is no literal exhortation to welcome more people or change immigration policy or anything like that.
Not anything extra that I'm putting into the poem, no. There is that message somewhat in the poem already.
But writing this is a socially conscious act, in a way, I think. At least it's reintroducing the subject, taking words that people have heard a million times and asking people to maybe pay closer attention.
And that was a conscious choice on my part. I don't have the wherewithal, the temperament to go door-to-door with political campaigns or run for office. So as a musician, this is a way that I can try to contribute to the overall conversation.
We've got information about that Resonance Ensemble performance and a lot of other concerts on the calendar at allclassical.org. I'm Andrea Murray, and this is Northwest Previews. They've been described as not classical, but not classical. In Vogue are the only chamber ensemble I can name off the top of my head who include a full-time banjo player. His name is Nick Montopoli.
I grew up being a violinist. You know, I was classically trained since age 5. We started actually playing modern American music as a traditional string quartet, and we basically wanted to include a bluegrass sound palette, so I had a banjo lying around the house. That's how I started playing the banjo.
The Goblet of Fire constitutes a binding magical contract. Mr. Potter has no choice.
And finally, if you're a diehard Harry Potter fan, then I probably don't even need to tell you that they're showing Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire at the Schnitzer this weekend. The Oregon Symphony will perform the soundtrack live. We've got information about those and a lot of other events on the calendar at allclassical.org. We broadcast Northwest Previews Friday mornings at 8. It's also available as a podcast. I'm Andrea Murray. I hope your weekend sounds great.